SRN News. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Supreme Court justices heard oral arguments about conversion therapy today, and the court's conservative majority didn't seem convinced that states can restrict talk therapy aimed at changing feelings or behavior while allowing counseling that affirms kids who identify as gay or transgender. Justice Samuel Alito expressed skepticism.
Based on the viewpoint expressed, one viewpoint is the viewpoint that a minor should be able to obtain talk therapy to overcome same-sex attraction if that's what he or she wants, and the other is the viewpoint that the minor should not be able to obtain talk therapy to overcome same-sex attraction even if that is what he or she wants. Looks like blatant viewpoint discrimination.
At the White House, President Trump warned that some federal workers will not get back pay after the government shutdown ends. Senate Majority Leader John Thune was asked about that comment.
I don't know the answer to your questions. I haven't seen their legal analysis, but again, my assumption is that furloughed workers will get back pay. But the broader question here is, the answer to everything right now is open up the government. Then these issues are, they're non-issues.
Air traffic controllers are among the federal workers who remain on the job without a current paycheck. This air traveler in Newark said the controllers are in a tough spot.
Yeah, that would be hard to work for no pay. But I think they understand the importance of their job and the safety that it provides to us as travelers. They need to get paid.
It's now the seventh day of the shutdown with no visible progress toward a resolution. On Wall Street, stocks sank to their first loss. It was their first loss in 8 days. The Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 all finished lower. This is SRN News. The man who tried to assassinate a Supreme Court justice has been sentenced.
Nicholas Roski was arrested before he could kill Brett Kavanaugh, and he could have gotten 30 years in prison. Instead, he received an 8-year term from U.S. District Judge Deborah Boardman, who says she specifically took into account the fact that Roski is now living as a woman. Boardman stated that in sentencing, she was influenced by, quote, the fact that she is a transgender woman and will be sent to a male-only prison facility. Michael Harrington reporting.
Sukkot, a week-long Jewish holiday celebrating the traditional gathering of the harvest, is getting underway. It continues through next Monday. Sukkot is considered one of the most joyful festivals on the Jewish calendar. This year, the first full day of Sukkot falls on the second anniversary of Hamas's 2023 attack on southern Israel. The holiday is mentioned in the books of Leviticus and Deuteronomy, sometimes called the Feast of Booths. This is SRN News. A former NFL quarterback and his network employer are now facing a lawsuit after an altercation that involved a stabbing.
A truck driver has filed a lawsuit against former NFL quarterback Mark Sanchez and Fox Corporation following a bloody fight police say was started by Sanchez. The lawsuit accuses Sanchez of starting a fight outside a downtown Indianapolis hotel. The altercation left the 69-year-old truck driver Perry Toll with severe injuries. Toll also stabbed Sanchez during the fight. Sanchez faces a felony battery charge and several misdemeanors. Toll's lawsuit seeks damages and attorney's fees. Sanchez was in Indianapolis for Fox's coverage of a football game. I'm Geffen Coolball.
A couple of Major League Baseball Divisional Series games are being played tonight. The Mariners and Tigers are facing off in Game 3 with that series tied. Yankees also host the Blue Jays. More details at srnnews.com.